Hey, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about a few signs of hunger that I definitely don't ignore, and ones that I think you probably shouldn't ignore either. Actually, ones that you definitely shouldn't ignore. Now, some of these might not actually be hunger for you, but they're definitely a sign of hunger for me. So if you have no clue what hunger feels like for you, or you kind of second guess hunger, or you've suppressed it before, or you're just kind of confused of like when you should eat or when you shouldn't, then use these signs I'm going to tell you about as a guide for you. Because I've, you know, worked with many, many people to help them reconnect with hunger. And these signs are ones that come up over and over again. And let's dive into it. I'm going to give you five signs because I've made a note of five, so I think that's a good point. And then I'm sure there's others that you can think about. So if you can think of any others, do that for you too. But these are the five that I think are like the most dominant for me, and hopefully you'll resonate with them too. All right, so let's get into it. So the five that I'm going to talk about, I'm going to lay them out to begin with so you know what's coming up, are headaches, feeling fuzzy, eating like absent-mindedly, and I'm going to tell you more about that. It's not from a diety point of view. Feeling depressed or low, and then feeling just really freaking annoyed. So those are my main five hunger signals, apart from like thinking about food and thinking like, oh, what would be nice to eat, and feeling just generally like tired and needing fuel. Those are like my main five. And for a really long time, as in, well, up until I was like 24, probably, maybe a bit younger, let's say 24, but probably a bit younger, I never had like proper hunger signals. I had no clue what hunger was. And when I would hear people talk about like hunger, and when I got into the frameworks like intuitive eating, and they would say like, oh, eat when you're hungry, I'd be like, well, what was that, right? Like, I was just like, what's the point of eating when I'm hungry? Like, I don't even know what that feels like. Surely I just eat like when I need food, right? It sounds like funny to me now, because now I know so clearly like what hunger feels like and what hunger is in me, that I can't believe I ever ignored it or like tried to suppress it, or like I didn't even have hunger cues for a long time because my body was like, I'm not wasting energy giving you any because you don't respond, right? So let's talk about these hunger cues. So the first one that's a big one for me is a headache. Now, you might be someone who gets migraines, or you might have headaches for other reasons. I do too, and I can really feel a difference between headaches caused by hunger or needing something like food or water, and headaches caused by other causes. So I have a couple of health conditions. Like I'm sure you have your own health conditions and health stuff that happens for you, where you just can feel a difference. Like, it's not really caused by hunger, but it can definitely be like a knock-on effect. Like, if I'm already feeling quite sensitive to having a headache, if I don't eat enough, I'm definitely going to get one, right? So, for example, my certain health condition that I'm thinking of is very cyclical in nature. So I know that around the times when it's going to be worse, I know I need to focus on food intake most, because that's when things like headaches can get really bad if I don't eat enough. And really, headaches are probably like one of the most common signs, I think, when people have gone too far into hunger. So when you go too far into hunger, you will start to get kind of like shouty signs from the body. And hunger, not hunger, headaches is one of them. So really, if you're like, well, I don't know if my headaches are because of hunger, or if it's because of like, I just have a headache, or it's, I'm tired. Headaches is one of those that can have like loads of causes, right? the best thing that you can do is probably just have a meal or a good sized snack. And then if you feel within the next like 30 minutes it subsides, then you probably know it was in some way caused by needing food, right? And the thing is, if that makes you think, oh my God, no, like I can't do that because what if actually I didn't need any food? Then that's probably a sign that you've got some sort of discomfort in eating too much or eating more than you think you should or more than you like need, right? And there's lots we could go into there, but if that's coming up for you, then I would say your relationship to food sounds like it's in like a pretty low place. So check in with that and hopefully you can kind of work on that if you want to. But really, I think if you have a headache, one of the best things to do would be to obviously have some water, water or like a herbal tea or something that will hydrate you if you don't like water. And then probably have a meal if your last meal was more than like 3 hours ago, or like eat, you know, however often you want, that's totally fine. But if it was more than 3 hours ago, you for sure need a meal. And you can have a snack if you want to. And I mean like a proper snack, like a, you know, something like a bagel with peanut butter and maybe some like banana or something, right? Like a proper kind of full-size snack. So yeah, that's the first one. Headaches for me is a huge one. If I ever have a headache, I'm like, okay, let me go and actually make myself something to eat because it's a big sign for me. The second one, and this is, it's quite similar to headaches, but for me, I feel them really different. It's just feeling like fuzzy. If you're someone who has anything like chronic fatigue syndrome or any sort of health condition where you get really tired and just feel like a bit out of it, you probably know the feeling of fuzzy brain. I've always had fuzzy brain, like forever and always, but I notice that now that I'm in obviously like an amazing, you know, great place with food, the fuzzy brain, I've definitely been able to link it to what times when I've just not had enough to eat. And it's easy for me to fix because I'm not intentionally doing that. It's just like, maybe I've like used up my energy quicker or I've not like eaten enough of, I don't know, protein or fiber, or carbs or something, right? So I can really like just have something else. But I find that the fuzzy brain is really linked to not having enough. So people can tend to get fuzzy brain maybe around like mid-morning and then also like after lunchtime. So mid-morning and then like mid-afternoon, people can tend to get fuzzy brain. And really it's just like a lack of mental clarity. You probably, if you're someone going through disordered eating, you probably have fuzzy brain quite a lot because well, it's really caused by really like not eating enough or just feeling really like obsessed with food and eating and just not having like mental like clarity or not being able to focus on things. So you might be thinking, well, I like basically always have like no focus or like a fuzzy brain. So what am I meant to do? Okay, here's what you can do. You can make sure to have a meal, like I said before, every like 3 hours. And then between that, have snacks, because that's really like the only way that you can regain like trust with your body. And then if that keeps happening, if you keep having fuzzy brain, even after a long time of like nourishing yourself properly, then I'd probably say you need to get some sort of blood work done to check for things like your iron levels, B12, folic acid, and get your thyroid tested as well, because that could be a cause of your fuzzy brain. But in general, start with your food intake, because that's maybe the biggest part. Rule that out first. Okay, and the third one that I want to talk about is, and it sounds very diety, but it's not meant to be diety at all, is absent-mindedly like picking at things. So I spoke about this idea of like when people talk about mindfully eating or choosing things like mindfully. I spoke about that on an episode with Lynn a few episodes ago. I think it's episode 69, where we spoke about how mindful eating has really gotten like a bad reputation. And it's kind of seen as a thing to like biohack what you eat or really like control what you eat. So I'm not talking about it in that way. I'm just talking about it in like, sometimes I will, okay, I'll give you an example that's not to do with food. So for anyone who has a cat, maybe a dog too, I don't know, but I have a cat. And I find myself just absent-mindedly getting up when I'm working. I get up from my desk and I just wander over to her and start petting her and pick her up. And I don't even think about it, right? Like, it's just, I don't think about it because it's just like, it's just something that I like do without thinking. You can do the same thing when you're hungry with like picking at little bits of food. And this isn't to say that like that's a bad thing, because I like pick at little bits of food like all the time if I see something and I'm like, I want to try it. But I mean like when it's caused by hunger, right? Because there's like a difference. So if you find yourself going into the kitchen like without thinking and you kind of open a drawer or open the fridge and you just kind of start like picking at things, it's definitely a sign that you're probably hungry, right? Or of course looking for like some sort of stimulation or something, right? But that's a whole other thing. So I really find myself like, so I'll give you an example of me. So if I'm, you know, working away and maybe I'm just like a bit busy and I've not really like noticed that I'm needing to like have a break and have a snack, or I'm kind of like, okay, like maybe it's like 11 and I'm like, okay, like I'll stop at half 11 and have something to eat. But then I might find myself like just randomly getting up. You know, I haven't even thought about it. I just stand up and I go to the kitchen and I like pick out a cereal bar from the drawer and just like open it and eat it. Totally fine, right? This isn't like a big deal. But when I like say, okay, like, am I just hungry? Like, do I just need a meal? It's usually always 100% yes. So this is like coming from me who has like a real good like connection to my body and my like hunger cues. So like coming from me, this is like, I'm like missing it big time. Like I don't even notice that I'm hungry when I'm doing that until I check in. So if this is happening for you, this could also be a helpful thing for you. So just ask yourself like, okay, like, am I hungry? Sounds really simple, but you also need to be prepared for the answer being yes, right? Because if you don't want the answer to be yes, you're kind of almost like putting a lack of trust in the messages that your body gives you, right? So if you find yourself kind of picking at food, so it tends to be things like maybe crisps, biscuits, cereal bars, cheese is a big one, just like little kind of picky bits, you know, and doing like a motion, like a little crab, right? Like little crabs or little like baby birds or something, when you're just kind of like do do do, like picking at stuff, right? So if you find yourself doing that, you might be hungry, so definitely check in with that. All right, the fourth one, and this one isn't like obviously totally to do with hunger, because sometimes you can literally just be feeling low or depressed or have depression. But if you find yourself like going through really like randomly spells of depression or feeling like really low, I shouldn't say depression, I mean like feeling low like randomly throughout the day, it could be that you're just not eating enough or that you need to like be having an extra meal or something. So for me, I definitely feel this, and sometimes I feel really like low or really like I have no energy and I just have like a lack of the will to do anything. It's kind of like in when you watch these films of people in like the Victorian era and they like lounge over sofas just like, oh, you know, like they'll kind of do that thing with their hand on their head and they're like, oh my god, like I'm so solemn. That's how I become if I'm like too hungry or I have a huge fight with my husband, which is the next clue, the final one. So if you find yourself just getting really like solemn and really low, it could be hunger. Obviously it can also be a lot of other things, and it's not to put down like how you feel, but that could be maybe what's happening, because hunger really affects your mood. And if you're finding yourself go through like ups and downs, like after you've had a meal, you feel a lot better, you probably could look at pushing your meal earlier so that you don't get that really low feeling. All right, and the final one, which I've already told you about, is just feeling honestly like really freaking pissed off, which is how I get, really irritable, really angry, just really like frustrated. And that's maybe like along with headaches, my like biggest sign that I'm too hungry. People talk about hunger, right? Like hunger is real, but I do think people who talk about hunger are usually like people who just don't eat enough. It's usually people who are like kind of weird with food. They talk about hunger, in my experience anyway. So if you kind of feel yourself getting really rattled with people around you, or just like when people are talking, you're like, oh my God, like shut up. That can be a really good sign that you need to be focusing on what you eat more. So those are five signs of hunger that I never ignore. And they're not really signs of hunger that people talk about, right? Like usually hunger is like a rumbly tummy, or like, I was going to say thinking about food, but actually I don't think normal people think that that's a sign of hunger. I think they think it's a sign of like, I don't know, like low, I don't know, willpower or focus or something. So usually normal people will think of like a rumbly tummy, or like just like the clock, right? Like the time of day as a sign to eat. But those are five signs that I think that you could tune into to see if it just like in general helps you feel better. I know that when I really learned what my signs of hunger were, I was just generally like a happier person. And this is the thing, like with those final two I told you about, like the feeling low and feeling annoyed, like those aren't my natural states, right? Like I'm very much like a pretty like pleasant person, pretty like positive, not like positive like bountiful positivity, but like genuinely like pretty like kind of mid level positive. And I'm definitely not someone who's like angry or like irritable. Like I'm definitely like pretty calm and patient. So that's how I know that those are like big ones for me. So you need to really like figure out them for yourself. It's like the Snickers advert, right? Where they say you're not you when you're hungry, which is so true. So you need to just check in with yourself to find your signs of hunger. And really you might be thinking, okay, like what is the point of having, what's the point of like exploring my signs of hunger, right? Well, the more in tune you are with your hunger, the more you can like make decisions about food, the more you can feel comfortable around food. If you're not going from like, you know, stuffed to starved all the time, you also have more like space in your brain for other things. And you also don't have like that pressure around food, right? Like if you are always eating when you're absolutely starving, of course there's going to be like a big pressure with food. And of course it's going to feel like, oh, I need to get it right, or I need to like eat perfectly, or even like, I don't know what I'm doing, right? So those are just some of the benefits of feeling your hunger. And I'm gonna just end today's episode with a question about hunger, because I like to answer a question at the end of every episode, and I kind of want it to be related to the episode. So I'm pulling it up because I've lost it. Let me see. All right, so it's, how do I actually know if I'm hungry or if I'm just bored? Okay, this is a good question because this is one that many people have. Okay, number one, if you're thinking about food, you're probably hungry. Probably the only reason that you would be thinking about food if you're not hungry is if you have like long-term disordered eating or like long-term strained relationship with food. And even in that case, eating more than you think you need and not eating correctly, whatever that means, is totally fine because you need to re-nourish. So I think if you're thinking about food, just have something to eat, and it's the easiest way to rule out if it was hunger or not. And some people might say, oh, well, if I do that, I'm going to gain weight, or I'm not eating correctly, right? Okay, root cause here is you're scared of gaining weight, right? Like you need to work back from root cause, like, okay, like, why is that a problem? Drill it down, drill it down, drill it down, and you'll come back to the same root things. which is probably disconnection from your body, not trusting yourself, and fear or uncomfortableness in your body changing. Right? Come back to the root. I know it sounds really easy for me to say, but that's, I think, a really good way to look at it. Okay, number two, if you're bored and your brain goes to food, that's really normal, right? Because food is enjoyable, food is fun, food gives you like something to do. So it makes sense that you like think about food when you're bored. Like you're not weird, right? So if that happens a lot for you, remind yourself, okay, I'm not weird. Have a meal or have a snack and then do something else. Not to like distract yourself from hunger, because that's not going to be helpful in the long run, but just so you're like, okay, I think that this could be boredom. Let me have something to eat and then let me do something else. Like, you know, listen to something, watch something, talk to someone, go out for a coffee, go do like a chore that you need to do, right? Something like that. And then number three point on this is, when I hear this, I'm not hungry, I'm just bored. It gives me diety mentality. It gives me something that my gran would say to me 20 years ago. It's very old school, diety, restrictive, less food is better mindset. So I think you should probably like really challenge that, because for me, I'm just like, okay, like you're bored, so you're thinking about food. Okay, great. Like your brain works, right? And that's, I know that sounds like really harsh, but I think that sometimes we get these like mentalities stuck in our head, like this is me and this is what it says about me. Like I am someone who thinks about food when I'm bored. Like, can you change like the narrative a little bit? And I know it's like not as easy as that, but obviously if you were like, if this person was my client, we would really like dive into this more. But sometimes we can get like stuck in storytelling about who we are and our relationship to food. And you can really like get stuck in the trenches of, okay, this is who I am with food. I'm always going to be this way. Oh, there's a feeling of hopelessness, right? So instead of doing that, try the other two things I mentioned. Try responding to your hunger, even if you don't get it right. And just try like nourishing yourself more, and try nourishing yourself with things outside of food too, like the watching things, talking to people, hobbies, etc. So I hope that answers the listener's question. I think that listener could be anyone, so hopefully that's helpful. Okay, and I'm going to round off today's episode by telling you that hunger is like a subjective thing. So you can't know someone's hunger. You can only know your own. So you can't really get hunger wrong. It's like, it's like an intuitive, natural thing, right? So based on what I've told you about today, try exploring your hunger. If it doesn't work or it feels icky or weird, that's okay. It's going to feel like that way for a long time. It takes like 6 months to 2 years for your hunger signals to go back to normal after you've experienced disordered eating. So it'll take a long time, but I know that you can get there because it's a natural body cue. And even if you can't feel hunger, you can still just eat by the clock. You can eat on a schedule, which honestly like is what I do, because I'm quite, I don't kind of do things based on schedules. I kind of do things more on like a feeling and how I feel, but I know that hunger and eating enough and feeling fueled and energized is important to me. So I usually just eat by the clock. That's something I'll maybe talk about in a future episode, but you can also just eat on schedule and eat by the clock and just not really think about your hunger cues apart from if you need more food. So yeah. All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with me today, and I'll see you in the next episode, where I'm going to talk about the fear of weight gain, the root causes of it, and what you can do about it. So I'll see you next time. Bye.